Assalamu alaikum to all the Muslims and greetings to all the non-Muslims. Now, before I give the reason as to why homosexuality is unnatural and why it's wrong, let me get rid of some points that people often bring up before they actually listen to the argument. People are now going to call me homophobic, anti-gay, I go beat up gay people, all of that stuff. So let me get rid of these issues before I give the evidence. Now, if you want to be gay, go be gay. If I see two gay guys on the street, I'm not going to go beat them up. I'm not a homophobic guy. I'm not afraid of gay people. If I see two men kissing on the street, I'm not going to like it, but I'm not going to go say, "What the hell are you doing?" and start beating them up, as some others say. In fact, here's some more proof for you. Back in January of this year, a homosexual man actually made a move on me. Yes, but you see, that's not my thing, so I had to say no thank you. I didn't beat him up or hurt him. So you see, I'm not a homophobic guy. So now with that out of the way, just because I'm not homophobic and I'm not afraid of gay people doesn't mean I agree with it, because I don't. I believe it's unnatural, and when I see two gay men kissing on the street, and when I see gay men, you know, I think to myself, this is wrong, they shouldn't be like that, but I'm not going to go force them to change their way. I'm not the law, I'm not a judge, I'm not the ruler, so it's not up to me. So with that said, let us now prove homosexuality is unnatural. And you see, folks, it's so easy to prove that being gay is wrong. And before we go, let me bring up another point. I don't believe people are born gay. I believe people are made gay. Culture and society turns them into what they are. And I'm going to prove it to you, in fact. And I'll give you an example. Like the Prophet Muhammad said that all of us are born as Muslims, but it is our parents who take us away from Islam and make us Christians, Buddhists, and worshipping other gods and goddesses. The same thing with gay people. We're all born natural, but then the books, the entertainment, Hollywood, and all these shows, they make us become gay. For some of us, not all of us. Not all of us become gay. But now here's the simple evidence, because you see, folks, the evidence that homosexuality is unnatural is so easy and simple. It's not even anything complicating. And the argument isn't this, because some people always say God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. We don't even have to make that argument, because you know, many gay people don't believe in religion. So this argument, you don't even have to believe in God, but this argument will still show that homosexuality is unnatural. And here's the evidence. And when I say homosexuality, I'm also referring to lesbian on lesbian and gay on gay. Men, girl, girl. Gays. So either way. Now here's the question. Can a man and a man make a baby? No, they can't. Can a woman and a woman make a baby? No, they can't. It takes a man and a woman to create life. Now, that is nature. That is natural. Man and woman make a baby. Man and man can't make a baby, therefore it's against nature and it's unnatural. If homosexuality for humanity was something normal and natural, then naturally man and man would be able to create a baby. But they can't. A man needs a woman to create a baby, and a woman needs a man to produce a baby. That's how life is made, between man and woman, not man and man. So that right there is the simplest, easiest evidence that homosexuality is against nature. It goes against nature, because natural nature, natural life is man and woman. Since man and man can't make a baby, it's against nature. The same with woman on woman. It just can't happen. So that right there is the simplest evidence that homosexuality is unnatural and wrong, because it goes against nature. And it can't be refuted. So you see, We don't have to go complicating. We can use the simplest arguments. The answers have always been right in front of our eyes. So that's that. And I'm not a homophobic guy, so don't argue against that. Just listen to the argument and try to refute it, but you can't. Because for the last time, I repeat, a man and a man can't have a baby, and a woman can't have a baby. But a man and a woman, they can have a baby, because that's natural. That's with nature. And the reason why a man and a man and a woman can't have a baby is because it's against nature. It's against nature. And that's that. Have a nice day. And that's all.